Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 16 February 2021. Top stories for today. A total of 312,390 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine will be flown in as the first shipment to Malaysia and is scheduled to be delivered on the 21st February 2021. Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said the vaccine will be flown by mass cargo flight to Kuala Lumpur International Airport, where it will be sorted and sent to various vaccine storage sites around the country. While Malaysia is set to roll out the biggest vaccination exercise it has ever undertaken in a massive effort to immunise the people against COVID-19 this February 26, allergy and medical history of individuals will be screened for suitability prior to receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said once the individual receives the vaccine jab, he or she will be monitored for 15 to 30 minutes before being allowed to leave the vaccination centre to ensure no incidents of serious allergies reaction. The members of Parliament, MPs and State Assemblymen will be among the recipients of the COVID-19 vaccine under the first phase of the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said the matter was agreed by the Special Committee on COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee, JKJV, as MPs and State Assemblymen usually work closely with the grassroots community. The High Court here has rejected Najib Razak's bid to postpone the ongoing One Malaysia Development Berhad trial pending a legal bid in a United States court. Najib's lawyer, Muhammad Shafi Abdullah, had earlier told the court that his client was seeking to get the names of One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB officials that allegedly received bribes from the Goldman Sachs Group and its former director, Tim Lesner. Myanmar police have filed a second charge against former leader Aung San Suu Kyi after the military deposed her and seized power in a coup on February 1st. Her lawyer said she has already been charged with importing walkie-talkies, but Kin Maung Zaw told local media she was facing a second charge of violating the country's national disaster law. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.